Here's a question for you. What's going on with this 5G thing in the airports? I mean, we've been hearing about 5G for years now, haven't we? Verizon and AT&T was going to put that together, and we're going to start that so you have, you know, faster work on your phones and computers and iPads and all that kind of stuff. And now the airlines step in and say, wait, it's going to interfere with our ability to land an airplane in certain areas if those towers are near airports. Let's talk about this with Hugh Odom, is a telecommunications expert, founder and president of Vertical Consultants, a former attorney for AT&T, too. Good morning to you, Hugh. Good to talk to you.
Good morning to you as well.
All right, so tell me what the issue is. What are they worried about? What are the airlines and the pilots worried about?
Well, the FAA and the aviation industry has come back to AT&T and Verizon more particularly and said, look, they believe this launch of 5G, more particularly around airports, is going to cause an interference issue with the altimeters in the aircraft. And the altimeter basically reads out the altitude of the plane when it's landing, and that is especially important when you're landing in foggy or conditions or bad weather conditions. And so the FAA and aviation industry have continually put holds on AT&T and Verizon from rolling out their 5G because they believe of a possible, and I want to emphasize the word possible, interference issue with this piece of equipment inside the plane.
Now, are there that many towers around that many airports? And is it a particular type of aircraft that specifically they're worried about?
Well, yes. I mean, with regards to the first question, is that yes, there are existing towers around airports all across the country. And what for 5G purposes, 5G, the way 5G works, one of the ways it works is densification. That means you have to build more and more towers because the signal has to be more densified. And so that's an issue of building out these additional sites around these airports. With regards to a particular planes, that's one of the issues is because of the aging fleet of planes all across the board, you have different altimeters based upon manufacturers, based upon age, and you don't have a standard altimeter setting. So the wireless signal can be calibrated against a altimeter because you have varying altimeters, varying filters, et cetera. That's what makes it so difficult for the wireless industry to say, hey, we can fix this, but the problem is we don't know what the exact problem is because you have a moving target for us.
Right, exactly. So what's the answer here? We're just going to keep putting this off? I mean, it's in, what, 40 other countries that has 5G, and they land planes all the time, don't they?
Correct. So with regards to the 40 other countries, you're exactly right. The 5G is up and running around airports in approximately 40 other countries throughout Europe and Asia as well. And the wireless industry is saying, look, this is ongoing. They haven't had an issue with this with regards to the altimeters in these other countries. The aviation industry is saying, hold on, there's two distinct differences. One, the frequency inside this C band, which is the bandwidth that AT&T and Verizon will be using, is a little bit different from over in Europe than it is going to be used by AT&T and Verizon. So that's number one. Two is that over in Europe, they're buffering around the airports about 2 miles around the airports, whereas originally AT&T and Verizon weren't providing any buffer, and then they moved it back to a mile. And the temporary solution with this standoff is for temporarily, I want to emphasize, is that AT&T and Verizon has said, look, we're not going to launch 5G within this 2 mile radius for right now.
Okay, so that's the answer for now, but they're going to try to find out. Do we know for sure that this is bothering these altimeters or not?
No. The quick answer is no, because they really haven't. They're waiting. When I say they're waiting to the 11th hour, they've passed the 11th hour. They've gone the 12th hour and beyond with regards to the FAA coming to the wireless industry and saying, look, here are our distinct issues with this, and here let's try to reach a solution. So there's no particular way to say there's going to be an issue. Right now there's this possible issue, and I don't disagree with siding on the side of safety, but if you're going to do that, you at least have to, again, address what the issue is so there can be a resolution. If not, the only resolution is just to have 5G at all around these airports.
Right. You can't fix the problem unless you know what the problem is. And that's the issue. And I still want to know why I can't use my phone on an airplane. But that's a whole other story. We'll talk about that again one day, I hope. Hey, thanks very much, Hugh. It's a pleasure to speak with you. We'll chat again soon, I hope. Take care now. See ya.
Thank you.